In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So there's an old expression, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing. What does that mean? Anybody have any idea? Seeing is believing.
You won't believe it until you see it.
I'm not going to believe it. Yes, ma'am. So if you see something, you've got the proof. It's just undeniable. Is that a pretty good working definition? Seeing is believing. Seeing. Sometimes you're seeing things that aren't really true. Yeah, that's true too. I was talking to the confirmation kids about this whole thing, this act of believing. And the world is filled with belief. Filled with belief. Happens all the time. Belief is very, very functional. I didn't say faith. But even atheists, people who don't have any faith, don't believe in a God and whatnot, they've got plenty of belief. We all do. I think I told you one time about how annoying it is for Marion when I help her go shopping. As I ask her about why this size, why this brand, why this, and she doesn't have time for all of that. So let me take you back to the grocery store. So you're walking down the aisle. This actually happens to us when we buy packs of napkins. I think they're like 100 napkins in the bag. Pull it off the shelf. It says 100 napkins. Do I know it or do I believe it?
Believe it.
I believe it. That's exactly, what's the only way I would know it? Could you see Mary and say, hang on, honey, we're just going to break this open. Just to make sure I'm getting what it says. She'd kill me. For the church, you know, when I go out and expense something, that they want to make sure that they're getting their money's worth. You know, the vestry pours over the financial documents every single meeting. So we went out, we got some tape, and it says 36 yards on the tape. It's a little pack of tape. It says 36 yards. Do I know it or do I believe it? What's the only way I would know? Can you imagine me asking Cindy, take the end of this tape and roll down to the other end of the hallway so we can verify for the vestry that this indeed is 36. She'd say, listen, you need to go away for a long rest, Father. Belief helps us move along, helps us do the shopping. I mean, we just believe it. Right? Believing without proof. But we also trust our lives to our beliefs. Okay, here's a driver's quiz. You're coming this way. Up here is a traffic signal, and the light is green. What are you going to do? You're just going to go right through the intersection. But what about the people who come in this side? There's the light. You can see the green. What is your belief? That the light's working. Well, you believe far past that. You believe that the guy who's coming the other way is actually going to see the red light. Then you believe he'll stop. Then you believe his brakes are going to work. Then you believe he's not flirting with his girlfriend or talking on his cell phone. And your trust in your life to that belief happens every day. Belief is important. We do. We trust our lives to the belief. How many people in this church have ridden on an airplane? Raise your hand. Lots? Okay. Now getting on the airplane, did you ask to see the pilot if he had a pilot's license? Is he trained to fly that plane? You say, wait a minute, before I go sit down, let me see some proof. They're not going to let you do that. You're trusting your life entirely on a belief. Okay? Beliefs make the traffic go. Beliefs help us go shopping. But we will trust our lives to our beliefs. So it's not so much that seeing is believing. I would submit there's plenty of proof that believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. And that's what our gospel is all about this morning, isn't it? To the Pharisees, Jesus wasn't the Messiah. He was a disturber of the Sabbath. I know we talked last week about the Sabbath being a day of quiet, reflection, and contemplation. They regarded Jesus as being some just sensational miracle worker that, you know, we have them in our day too. You know, they sell religion and snake oil and cures. And those people who regarded Jesus as just being another one of these traveling messiahs that periodically would present in ancient Palestine, they were saying, listen, you can bring the circus to town any day of the week, but on the Sabbath. Don't bring it here on the Sabbath. And if you read the gospel closely, driven by this belief about who Jesus was not, sets everything up. And so much so that they're asking the blind man the identity of the person who healed him. Did you realize that the blind man in this gospel was the only one who could not have seen Jesus' face when Jesus worked that miracle? Why not? Because when Jesus started, he was blind. And further, Jesus smeared mud on his eyes, right? And said, go wash. So he wasn't cured till he did all of that. So he never saw. He never saw it. And here's the Pharisees trying to wrangle this out of him. It's almost comical, and indeed it's kind of set up for that way to be. Well, what's the take-home message given now that we've arrived at the importance of beliefs? And that it's not seeing that's believing. A lot of times we believe, that it's not seeing that's believing, it's believing informs what we see. I come back, the community where I serve over in Meriden is much like the community here. It's a mix of Anglo people and Latino people. So, and we rent from the Lutheran congregation over there. They're good bedrock citizens. And there was one older guy, probably knocking on the door of 80, one of the first weeks I was over there. And he comes up to me and he says, oh, this is just before I was celebrating the service in Spanish over there. And he said, do you know what the problem is with you people? And I know enough that it's not good ever to be a you people. I said, where are we going with this? You people should learn how to speak English. He said, that would help the Puerto Ricans a lot. And off he goes. So I said, well, why would you tell somebody who's an Irish guy? And maybe we don't speak perfect English, but, you know, it's kind of a working thing. And it's perfectly fine to be a Puerto Rican there. Puerto Ricans are U.S. citizens, our brothers and sisters in Christ. You know what the problem is with you people? He was, because his beliefs were driving what he saw, they were driving his whole attitude, they were informing and shaping his receptivity. So, now let's pull this all together. Yeah, seeing is believing, but believing is seeing. And Jesus is asking us to look upon him as Lord and Savior and Messiah of everyone, of seeing in each other a brother and sister in Christ, redeemed and loved by God in Jesus Christ, to honor and to respect one another on just that basis, and to see it and to believe it, and to believe it and see it. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.